Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. Let me remind you to check out the RGM website for news, updates, and free downloads. Now, let's go to Reverend Randall Greer.
And when he saw him, he fell at his feet. Jairus fell down and besought him greatly, saying, "My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed and she shall live." Jairus came. Why? Because he was without hope. He was discouraged. There was no hope in this natural physical world. Medical science of their day had no answer, had no solution. And he said, "My little daughter," his little girl, probably his heartbeat, we would say, daddy's precious jewel, there she was, and she was dying. His little girl, could you imagine your little child dying? And they're without hope, wondering what I can do. This discouraged man came to the last hope, which is really the best hope you could ever have, and that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and said, "Come and lay your hands on my daughter, and she shall be healed." And of course, if you go on and reading, you'll find that the lady with the issue of blood got involved, touched Jesus' garment, and she was healed while he was going to Jairus' house, because he made the decision, "I will go." How you know? Verse 24 says, "And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him." In other words, Jesus went with Jairus. Anytime you come and ask Jesus for help, he's going to help you. He's going to come to your aid. He's going to show up at your house. He's going to come to where you're at. And that's what this man right here proved out. Jairus came to Jesus, but then Jesus went with Jairus. If you will come to Jesus, he will go with you. There's many places we can look for hope and look for trust and look for faith. But when you look in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ and your hope and trust is in him, he's going to come with you every single time. Isn't that right? Yes, it is. And it goes on. We'll just skip down for the sake of time. Verse number 35. And he had just, the lady with the issue of blood had just been healed, and he had spoken some words to her and told her, "Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. Behold thy plague." And that's verse 34. Verse 35 says, while he was yet speaking to this lady that had been healed with the issue of blood, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, which is Jairus' house, there came certain which said, what? "Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further?" In other words, all hope is lost. It's over now, Jairus. We don't want to be the bearers of bad news. No one ever wants to tell somebody that their loved one is gone and they've moved to the other side. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to have that upon them, to tell somebody else that their loved one is gone. But here they are, and they're telling Jairus, "Don't bother him anymore. All hope is lost." Can you imagine the discouragement that came upon Jairus as he was standing there and heard the words that your little daughter is dead? It's over. You're talking about discouragement, hopelessness, a loss, an emotional distraught and distress that there's no words to explain. And there he was, Jairus. But let's look at the response of what Jesus said. After they told him his daughter was dead, "Don't bother Jesus anymore, the master." Verse 36, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken to who? Jairus. He'd done something about the words that was spoken. And you have to do something about the words that are spoken to you. Words can come to you from circumstances and situations. It's not necessarily just somebody speaking something to you, but circumstances can talk to you. Situations can talk to you. The economy can talk to you. Isn't that right? The world can talk to you. I mean, and you see what happened in the, horrific shooting in the school there. What was that in Newtown, Connecticut, I believe. I mean, how many parents, thought about,
you know, and begin to wonder what's going to happen. Could it happen to me? And then we hear about these kind of things and we begin to get discouraged and we look at the world and we say, is it over? Is there any hope? And you've got to arrest those words. And you've got to know this, that Psalms 91 is just as true as when the psalmist wrote it. He said, the angel of the Lord encamps around about us and bears us up in their hands unless we dash our foot against a stone. You know, and Patty, my wife, and I, you know, used to really quote this over Randall and pray this over Randall and bleed this over Randall. We kind of let it slip. You know, nobody else would do that, you know, because he's older now and going to college and all this kind of stuff. But after this happened, my wife said, oh, we're not going to let him out of here now. We're going to believe God and we're going to trust God. Because, you know, the first thing, you know, because I had never been to college before, you know, I graduated from the state pen, you know. You don't know what that is. But anyway, I graduated from the state pen, but I'd never been to college. And one of the things that I discovered when I first walked into the college, we had to go to the store, the bookstore. You know, you have to get your books the campus that you're going to attend, because the college he's in has four major campuses in Tulsa, I think 28,000 students, you know. But their teachers are book specific because they get different books and they want you to get the book from this place and this store. So the first thing that happened to me when I walked into campus, on campus to take Randall in there after registration and all that kind of stuff, when he first started, the first thing that happened to me, because I'm very aware of these things, it's called situational awareness. I walked in and I seen a lady standing there with a 45 on her hip and a badge up here on her shoulder that worked for the sheriff's department. And I said, I started walking straight. I said, oh my God, they got guns in here. Oh Lord, I don't know if I want my son going here or not. Are these people that bad? And going to this college and they have to carry a gun to keep them in line, by God. And Brenda was saying, Daddy, calm down. Calm down. Daddy, you're going to get us thrown out of here. Calm down. I said, son, I'm just voicing my opinion. Why they got them guns? Is these folks in this school, that mean that they got to have a gun to straighten them out? Of course, I come to find out from the registrar, Dr. Smythe, I found out from him because I talked to him a little bit and kind of mentioned it in passing. He said, oh, that's for the protection of the students here. He said, because they've had some problems in other colleges before. So I learned right away that they have those things going on. And so, but I was going to be greatly discouraged there for a while. But anyway, my wife said, from now on, you know, after that Newtown, Connecticut, we just kind of get back into it and we're going to pick up Psalm 91 again and we're not going to lay it down. And that may be an encouraging word for all of us. Amen. To be led by the Spirit of God. Yes, quote the Word of God, believe the Word of God, but be led by the Spirit too. If the Holy Ghost says don't be here and you sense you shouldn't be there, then just don't be there. And I'm not talking about an excuse to be lazy or not be somewhere, but to follow the Holy Ghost when you do it. Amen? So Jairus had been told that his daughter was dead. Verse 36, it said, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, and that word was your daughter's dead, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, do what? Only believe. Be not afraid. What does fear do? It brings discouragement. It brings worry. That's what it does. He said, be not afraid. Only believe. I mean, this is when the daughter is already dead. And Jesus said, be not afraid. What? Only believe. So it's now time to believe. Verse 37 says, and he suffered no man to follow him, wouldn't allow anybody else to go with him and follow Jairus and him, but Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. Or Peter, James, and John, yes, the brother of James. And it says here, and he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly because the daughter was dead. And when he was come in, he said unto them, why make you this ado? In other words, why are you going through all this that you're doing and wailing and weeping like you are? He said, the damsel, though the little girl, is not dead, but she's sleeping. And they laughed him to scorn.
Because the world believes that just because we have a situation that looks impossible and hopeless, they believe that it's over right then. They believe that you ought to just accept it, you ought to embrace it, and you just ought to live with your discouragement. And there are times that things can't be changed, but Jesus Christ changed many things that was hopeless. He changed many situations and circumstances that looked like there was no way out of. Didn't he do that? Do not be discouraged, ladies and gentlemen, not in this time and day that you live in. They laughed at him and mocked him, you could say. Said, but when he had put them all out, he just took the scorners and those that laughed and mocked, and he put them out. And then he took the father and the mother of the little girl and them that were with him and entered in where the little girl was lying, or the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel or the little girl by the hand, and he said unto her, Talitha kumi, which is being interpreted, damsel or little girl, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway, which means right away, right at that moment, right then, not several minutes from then, right then, what happened? The little girl or the damsel arose and got up off where she was at and done what? Walked. For she was of the age of 12 years old, and they were astonished with a great astonishment. Well, I'm here to tell you, that same Lord Jesus Christ that brought about the miracle for Jairus and the mother and the little girl that was dead is the same Lord Jesus Christ that wants you to know tonight that you do not have to be discouraged.
Amen.
Because Jesus Christ is still alive and there's still hope. If you'll go to Jesus like Jairus did, what did Jairus do? In his hopeless, discouraging situation, he went to Jesus and then Jesus went with him.
Amen.
Jesus will go with you if you will go to him. Ask him for his help. Ask him and tell him, Lord, I need your help. Lord, I don't know which way to go. I don't know where to turn. I don't know what to do. But Lord, I'm coming to you. And Lord, I trust you to take care of the circumstance. I trust you to take care of the situation. And guess what? He always will.
Amen.
I remember this. He said, fear not, only believe, to Jairus. Reminds me of Brother David Coker, who pastors over in Carnesville, Georgia. And you would know his, your pastor here would know his wife and Pastor Robin. And maybe Brother Carl and him, had some others, Miss Geraldine. I don't know if you ever met his wife. But anyway, she was attacked with a disease while they're pastoring happily along in their church. And their church, in fact, was at the height, kind of the success it had ever had. They were going along and you could see the hand of the enemy, the devil, that was trying to destroy them totally. But she was attacked with some kind of very rare disease that no one ever fully recovers from. Never, ever. It was called granule tickly summonly summon, and I'm not talking in tongues, it's got one of them names like that. But it's granule ticulous doses or something. But anyway, it's granular something. Anyway, it shuts your organs down in your body and everything. And they had five children, you know, and he's trying to run the church, take care of the children and you know, go to the hospital. They had her in Athens, Georgia, and he lived up in Carnesville. Athens, Georgia, and Carnesville's 45 minutes when the traffic's good. You know, just get to the hospital, it may take an hour. And so he's having to go back and forth. The church folks are trying to help him, and it looks like all is going under. And so he was doing everything he could to walk by faith like Pastor David Harris had taught him to do, you know. Walk by faith and not by sight. Believe God. He was a Remy graduate, you know. Followed Brother Hagin there for many, many years. And he knew what to believe. He knew how to confess the word. But he said he just got to the point because he'd just worn himself out. He didn't know which way to go. And he just spoke right out of his mouth. He got in the car one morning after getting the kids off to school and fed, you know, and off to school where he could go because he had to take care of them, you know, the five kids too. And he got in the car and just said out loud, he didn't know what to do. He said, Lord, I need help. And he said, for the first time, and all the attack, she'd been going through this for months, and the doctor told her there's no hope. She's going under. She's going to die. Her organs are shutting down. Her brain is, all the cells in her brain is not working right. And if she did live, she's probably going to be a vegetable. There's no hope. You talking about discouragement.
discouragement for five kids, discouragement for a pastor of a church, a discouragement for somebody that believes God and knows about God, and there's no hope and there's no way out of their circumstances. But he said, Lord, I need help. As he was driving down the road to Athens, Georgia, in his old beat up raggedy car, he was driving down the road towards Athens, Georgia, to the hospital to go visit his wife again and just try to say an encouraging word, you know, or hear something good. And he said, Lord, I need help. And he said, for the first time in all those months.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us next time when Reverend Greer brings us the Word of God. And remember, God is with us.